Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about Yahoo Japan buying a minority stake in a cryptocurrency exchange, and we'll talk about whether you have filed your taxes and whether you've mentioned your Bitcoins in your tax statements or not. So let's jump right into this first news story. Yahoo Japan buys stake in cryptocurrency exchange. So Yahoo Japan confirmed Friday today that it has purchased a minority stake in a Japanese cryptocurrency exchange. A Z Corporation, a subsidiary wholly owned by Yahoo Japan, acquired 40% stake in BitArk Exchange Tokyo, valued at 2 to 3 billion, that's yen, about 18 to 27 million US dollars, according to Reuters. The exchange is set to launch in the autumn of 2018. So, a bunch of things here. I mean, first of all, you have to understand that cryptocurrency exchanges are a very profitable business these days. So if the hype of cryptocurrency in general keeps on going and keeps on heightening and in terms of value, then cryptocurrency exchanges are set to make a lot of money. We've always talked about this example of Coinbase actually bringing in $1 billion in revenue in 2017. And we've also talked about Coinbase actually turning this money and kind of becoming an incubator or a venture capitalist with that money that they have acquired. And there's this famous saying that in a gold rush, the most money are actually the people selling the shovels and not actually digging for gold. So if you make that comparison with the cryptocurrency market, you could argue that everything around cryptocurrency will make a lot of money, even if cryptocurrency exchange traders or buyers or investors are not making that much of money. In terms of investment, you have to also understand what the perspective of Yahoo Japan is. Now, Yahoo as a big company is kind of, it was in the beginning of 2000 and before Google actually took its place in the search engine market, Yahoo was the representation of the modern internet. It was a directory, it was a news site, it was kind of an entertainment, a one-stop shop for everything related to the internet. Now, in the last 10 to 20 years, Yahoo has slowly but surely lost that place when it comes to internet, to internet companies. Let's say if you were to choose between working at Google and working at Yahoo, you would select Google because it's just more interesting for you, be it as an engineer or even as a business person. So it doesn't really matter, but it's more of the perspective of what Yahoo actually does in the market. Now, in my opinion, this is actually a strategic decision to move into that space to actually gain some kind of relevance again. And whether this will be for Yahoo Japan or for Z Corporation, the kind of subsidiary for Yahoo Japan, doesn't really make a lot of sense, because in the end it's just money moving around on paper, and in the end Yahoo Japan will have more revenues to show for, let's say, 2018. Because if BitArk, which is scheduled to launch towards the end of the year, is making a lot of money because, let's say, in autumn there will be a huge bull run and Bitcoin prices will go through the roof, then it's very likely that they as well will bring in a couple of hundred million US dollars in revenue, if not billions, depending on the size of the market, when this stuff continues. So it's on one side, it's definitely to become relevant again for the industry, and maybe even think about Japan actually is one of the big markets when it comes to cryptocurrency. So if you want to kind of position yourself as an interesting company again and as kind of a forward-thinking company, that's actually one of the acquisitions, or I want to say investments, that you would do. Now, on the other side, there's also the financial aspects. As I said, cryptocurrency exchanges can be quite a profitable endeavor. If you have the security part covered, it can also be deadly in the example of Mt. Gox or BitGrail, where a hack was actually the reason why an exchange has lost so much money that they actually had to kind of were becoming insolvent, so they didn't have enough money to actually go over the rounds. So this, of course, if you can protect that downside, the upside for running an exchange is actually pretty high. And I mean, from a technical perspective, just running the exchange or creating an exchange is fairly straightforward. The major problem starts when the traffic starts rolling in. And as we've seen towards the end of the year, there was a lot of traffic coming in into this space, and a lot of exchanges, be it Coinbase, Bittrex, Binance, were actually struggling under the heavy load. Nonetheless, I think it's a very interesting acquisition. I am predicting or saying actually that more companies will start to at least acquire, be it minority stakes in certain exchanges, because it's just a super profitable business. Unless you will see kind of crypto banks popping up left and right, the exchanges are still the number one place to get your cryptocurrencies, which makes them kind of the number one place to actually turn a good profit when it comes to trading cryptocurrencies. So this for this news story. Now next, we have something that's very specific to the Americans, but I'll kind of make that example from the Americans, but it kind of applies worldwide. So Americans are ducking their Bitcoin tax bill, research shows. So there's this company called Credit Karma Tax, and they are saying that the Credit Karma Tax analyzed the most recent 250,000 filers on the company's platform and discovered only a tiny fraction of the group had reported Bitcoin gains. In fact, results were a little changed from a similar study they did in February, with findings from the studies revealing fewer than 200 of a combined 500,000 filers reported Bitcoin gains. Now, a bunch of things that I think we need to address here. First of all, if people start talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and all of these things and saying they're trading and doing this and that, I wouldn't assume that they are actually doing this. Even if you go on Twitter, all these traders and all these people talking about it, it could very well be that they are not executing on those trades. And there is this book from Nassim Taleb called The Skin in the Game, and he talks about kind of living the consequences of a decision or a recommendation that you're making. So for example, if you're an investor or if you're a trader, let's say you're saying, and I'm making this example up, buy Omise Go because it's going to go up to $30. If you're not yourself invested into this kind of trade or recommendation, you won't feel the downside, but you will only feel the potential upside because people start believing you. Now, that's the first part. The second part is, as this is a study done on Bitcoin gains, it could very well be that a lot of people entered cryptocurrency fairly late. So let's say November, December, and actually didn't make a lot of gains. So it might seem like, because the whole market has gained so much in the last couple of months, even comparatively to the last 2 to 3 months, it could very well be that people only entered the market at 12,000 or 13,000 or something like this, and then actually the difference isn't that much to the prices probably taken by the tax authorities. And then one last thing that I would absolutely urge you to do, it's, to be honest, it's not worth it to kind of hide, be it cryptocurrency gains, be it Bitcoin gains, any kind of cryptocurrency assets that you are holding. It's not worth it to hide it from the tax man. In my opinion, you should declare it properly. Now, this heavily depends on the country that you live in, and I'm not a financial advisor or a tax advisor, so you have to talk to a professional, but definitely make sure to declare the crypto assets, because this will bite you sooner or later. Like, even if you're thinking that you're hiding a certain amount, and I mean, most listeners, I am assuming that you don't have that much money invested. As you know, we always recommend to keep a small percentage of your portfolio, 1%, 2%, 3% in cryptocurrencies. And in that case, it shouldn't be too much of money or tax that you have to pay. To be honest, if you're hiding that money from the tax man, don't come to me crying. You will have to live with the consequences. Assuming that this entire industry will grow and mature, tax authorities will mature as well. There will be better techniques to catch people that are hiding cryptocurrency gains. So in my opinion, it's not worth it. Make it fully legal, make it declare everything that you can declare. And there are actually sites. So I am not in the US, so this doesn't apply to me, but there's, for example, cointracker.io. And what this company is doing, and it's a Y Combinator company, they are actually kind of giving you a filled out IRS form 8949 so that you can actually give this directly kind of with your tax declaration. So, and they are actually pulling all this data from all the different exchanges so that you're kind of already on the good side when it comes to declaring those taxes. And I mean, if you can do this with one click, to be honest, it's really not worth it to try to hide the cryptocurrency gains. So I'm urging you, if you haven't done your tax application or whatever, or however that system works where you live, definitely make sure that you at least write all of these down. For example, in Switzerland, cryptocurrencies count as a currency, so you have to declare it as a currency. It gets added to your wealth, and any kind of gain you make with that currency from now on is actually tax-free. So this is pretty good. So, but you essentially pay on that essential on that initial investment, you have to pay taxes on. So I would urge you and say talk to a tax advisor, talk to a lawyer, and really think about, especially if your portfolio is a bit bigger than usual, definitely make sure that you're declaring these taxes. Now with that, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe also to the podcast and the Telegram channel, and I will see you on the next one. Take care. Bye.